little bit of. And this is brought to you by
Colwell & Son and All-Pro Foundation Repair.
So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to Dallas Radio's most abrasive, polarizing, over-the-top personality. Here's Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra.
Here's Cobra.
Fart on me, okay?
Thanks, George. Well, let's see. We teased someone who basically said that her boobs are crushing her.
I remember that.
And I know you never like to hear this, Mike, when maybe plastic surgery goes awry or...
when they go opposite field with it.
Maybe some woman just has had it with her giant bosom.
I'd like to feel those boobs.
I'd
like to feel those boobs.
Well, Heidi Montag, who had 10 surgeries, including increasing the size of her bosom to a G cup.
The G?
The very elusive G cup. You've seen these.
G.
Groobs.
Yes, G for groobs, because they're as big as him.
He would disappear totally between them.
She thought they were a good idea.
I'd like that.
She says, my boobs are crushing me. My body's still getting used to them, and I have major anxiety about it. I'm only 23 years old. My breast implants are so heavy, they constantly strain my back. I'm obsessed with fitness, but it's impossible to work out with these boobs. It's heartbreaking. I can't live an everyday life. I am trapped in my own body. Well, listen, you stupid bitch. How dumb,
Mark?
How dumb do you have to be to get these? What kind of insecure, fame-seeking whore do you have to be to get these? Because that's all you are.
Fake boobs.
An insecure,
fake boobs.
Fame-seeking whore. Done.
Now she's having buyer's remorse.
Oh, yeah. She says that she's searching for a plastic surgeon in South America who can reduce her breast to a D or a double D because,
jeez,
as everyone knows, the best plastic surgeons are south of the United States. But she wonders if she'll ever get her old body back after her doctor died in a car crash last week.
She probably can't find one with the strength enough to reach in there and lift those things out.
So disgusting.
What a stupid bitch.
But I'm sorry, because I know this bothers you. I know you'll have to go home and write in your journal. Another one bites the dust.
Well, no. I don't keep a journal of any kind.
Sure you do.
I should, though.
I thought we were just talking about his diary the other day.
His diarrhea?
No, diary.
Oh. Oh, remember that. So her doctor that implanted fun bags was not saved by his airbags. Right?
Jimmy Fallon will be hosting the
Dear
Emmys.
Dear diarrhea. You could say that.
Oh. See, here's an entry.
Dear diarrhea.
Why would you ever say that?
Why did you stop?
Why would you ever write a letter to diarrhea?
Yeah.
Dear diarrhea.
Dear diarrhea.
My old friend. We've been through so much together. I see you so often now.
All right. This would be a good line of guess what's in my underpants or whatever. The dear diarrhea. And then you can make up your own what he's entering into his journal.
Dear diarrhea.
Suck it.
Or you hate it now.
Dear diarrhea.
Don't be afraid of it.
Why are you so demanding on your diarrhea?
Right.
Jimmy Fallon is hosting the 2010 Emmy
Dear
Awards.
Dear diarrhea. I love you, but I've chosen to use your mouth as a toilet.
That doesn't make sense.
This is stupid.
Is it?
Yes, yes. It is.
Jimmy Fallon's hosting the Emmys, and he's doing a funny bit, a funny interactive bit. He will be introducing 15 celebrity presenters on Sunday night's NBC telecast. He is asking America, and this would fall under the Groobs and Mike heading. He is asking the likes of you people who are members of Twitter, if you can tweet an introduction.
Right. There's one more that needs to be included in this.
Who? Are you on Twitter? I thought you weren't on Twitter.
No, I am.
What do you do on it?
I follow Texas Rangers beat writers.
And me.
And Groobs.
Do you tweet yourself, though?
Rarely. About gigs and stuff. And sports.
Danny followed TC, but he got whipped by it.
I found it to be useless.
Yeah, it is. All of it is.
No, it's really not. It's great for following, like, Evan and some other people from, like, ESPN Dallas.
So all day, Evan tweets.
Well, they do, but, I mean, I get the Rangers.
That's their job.
I get the Rangers lineups every day before anybody else. Any news or notes, like
wow,
Newberg stuff. It's good to get that stuff. I like to just to have it up. If there's some Ranger news, then I'm on top of it.
It's their job to tweet.
It's really good right. for news feeds.
But for the likes of TC and you and others,
mm-hmm.
it's pointless. It'll go away. But if yours is chosen, if you can write...
You're such a caveman.
How dismissive.
Right, I am.
You don't even know anything about it.
Yeah, you don't know anything about it.
I don't?
No, you don't.
No.
How do I not know anything about it? It's pretty simple.
Have you ever looked at it?
Never.
Then how do you know anything about it?
How do you know anything about it? You jack wagon?
Well, I haven't done a lot of things that I know a little bit about. I never fought in the Civil War.
Well, tell us about the Civil War, Corby.
Yeah,
well,
tell us what you know about that.
I never lived in Germany. I mean, come on, that's stupid.
Tell us what you know about that.
Well, what have you read about Twitter?
What do I... Okay.
Nothing.
It doesn't... I know what you guys do. Are you saying that I'm ignorant to Twitter?
Tell me what it is.
Okay, you only have a certain amount of letters that you can use or words that you can use. What is it, like 176 or something? 140. Okay, I'm close.
Not really.
And you can write whatever you want.
What do they call those letters you can use?
Those are called characters.
Not even close.
You can write whatever you want. People follow you, so if you're a follower of me, then suddenly you'll get the tweet from me that says, just got back from Arby's, had the 5 for $5. Awesome.
You ate 5 sandwiches?
And that's it. Done. End of story. Great. I went to Arby's.
Yeah, but you don't follow people that are doing that crap. It's a useful tool to follow people that are writers and breaking news specialists.
Okay. Sounds like a gas.
Breaking news.
You know what? If it weren't for that...
We've just learned that Michael Jackson is dead.
How would we have known that?
If it weren't for Twitter, we would have not known a damn thing of what was going on when all the whole auction and sale was going on.
The first time ever that Twitter has been useful.
And you know what,
Corby?
That's the first time I understood how it was used.
Twitter has been useful so many more times than that.
Dude, you're the one who hates it. And does it? You come in on here every day and say, I don't get it. And now you're taking the other side just to piss me off.
No,
this
I'm
is
not.
Your baby.
No, I'm not.
Really? So you've never gone on a rant against Twitter with Sturm? Anything. I don't know how you do it. I don't ever tweet.
No,
you
no,
may have missed
I'm not,
what I said.
I'm not too
I said, let's go on to something that has some importance to it.
I'm not too well versed in the ins and outs of it, but I see the usefulness of it. And the thing that drove the usefulness of it home to me was... While the auction was going on.
Okay,
so you're able to keep on, keep tabs on that.
All right, so what I'm saying is there are 25 million people who follow Britney Spears, mm-hmm. who tweets on a daily basis, you know, just put on Chanel.
That's a waste of time, Corby.
Right, but everyone follows them. No one's following Joe Andro about Ranger Scoop.
I am.
It's Anthony Andro.
And I am following him.
I mean, you got like 8
that's
followers.
That's the thing. You got to watch
I'm following
who you follow.
T.R. Sullivan, too.
You got to watch who you follow. You got to make the right decisions on who you follow.
Okay.
And then you'll find it useful.
So basically, the only people that should be followed are people that write about the Rangers.
No, dummy. It's people that you have interest in what they're saying. I don't care what, you know, I don't know, what Britney Spears is saying. I don't care.
I follow Ron Blair.
Who's that?
The bass player for Tom Petty?
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Just played a show in Philly. I mean, big deal. Who cares?
I care. That's who cares.
Well, if your Twitter gets chosen...
Tweet groups.
...on NBC, he will say your Twitter handle out loud.
The old Grey Wolf.
At the Emmys.
The old Grey Wolf.
Tweet groups.
And see, it's this stuff, too, that drives me crazy.
Follow me.
Yeah,
what do you
follow me.
What do you give?
You know what he does? He posts audio from the show.
I post bits.
He does. If there's a funny bit or a good e-news or something like that, he'll post the audio.
Yes. So far, I'm learning that only people in the media, that's the only use you have for Twitter. Otherwise, it's all about going to Arby's.
You're having I'm Arby's.
Well, okay, in that case, don't follow
then
any.
Then limit it to media.
I'm Arby's.
You know?
That's what I'm saying. You don't. You know, follow people you don't care about or people who aren't doing anything of usefulness.
Like TC.
Yeah, I don't care when Chip Brown takes a dump. Well, Chip Brown's probably
not going to report
that
he's
not going to post taking a dump. Idiot. Chip Brown's probably going to have some useful stuff on there.
And of all people to follow, he might be one of them. For you, Snake Man.
Yeah, Jack Wagon.
Yeah, your Twitter name can be Jack Wagon.
Barry Trammell.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some OU guy that's out there that you could follow on Twitter.
Are you on this?
No, but I'm not against it like you are.
Used to be until he got spammed.
Yeah, somebody spammed me.
Too much porn.
What? You used to be on it, now you're not?
Yeah.
He got hacked.
I got hacked. Too much porn.
Eminem has set a record.
From following Fiona Fruit Cup.
Or who was today's birthday?
Anna Amore. Bite the black bullet.
Eminem is number one again on the Billboard 200 with Recovery. That album thus spends its seventh non-consecutive week at number one, the most weeks atop the list since Taylor Swift's Fearless strung together 11 non-consecutive frames a couple of years ago. Is this a guy that you said would be gone in a year?
Mm-hmm. He was wrong about him.
I might have missed the boat there.
As he has sold now like 375 million records. We need to focus more on the things that you've missed out on.
Like what?
The Rangers this year.
Yeah.
You had them in last.
Mm-hmm.
Eminem, Tiger.
And Bob Stoops.
I don't think I had an opinion one way or the other about him.
I remember it. Took me to lunch.
What was it?
He'll never win more than three games.
I took you to lunch and told you that?
Yeah. Great. And Kelly Preston and John Travolta. By the way, look at this photo of John Travolta. What has happened to his head?
It's fake.
It's the size of...
Did you ever see a guy with a fake head?
Of like three watermelons. And you notice
he's
that?
He's a big guy.
Look at that compared to what he looked like an urban cowboy. How does your head get so fat?
That's what happens when you get old. Well, you get a fat head.
Your head grows.
Yeah.
They announced they're having...
That's why guys get fake heads.
They announced they're having a baby boy. He 56, she 47.
Man.
This only a year after their 16-year-old son died. But they're going at it again.
Good idea.
No.
Not at that age. Just adopt a Haitian. And we have to go. Christina Hendricks is the now spokesmodel for London Fog.
Irony? Did you see her in Mad Men this week?
Yes, I did.
She was awesome.
She's a little too big.
No, she's not. They pad her up for that show.
A little thick, a little too heiny-ish.
Well, what if she is? She's curvy. That's how women were back then.
Yeah.
They weren't all waifish.
She'd hit the gym.
There's nothing wrong with that. She's perfect.
I've got 15 new followers.
All right, 4:53 here on